Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 9, only rebel not ye against God. Remember, we talked about the rebellion that was spoke about in Hebrews chapter number 3. That provocation and all. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. If God be for us, who can be against us? What's true some 3,000-4,000 years ago is true today. And then verse number 10, and I'm going to move on. But all the congregation, they wanted to stone them with stones. I'm telling you, this is like a bunch of Baptist people. I'm kidding. And the glory of the Lord appeared to in the tabernacle and the congregation before all the children. And it talks about verses about people provoking the Lord. This is what it was talking about in Hebrews chapter number 3. Turn back with me quickly. Hebrews chapter number 3. Verse number 9. When your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years. Why is 40 years so important? Where did you get 40 years from? I'm glad you asked. So back in Numbers chapter number 14, God said, okay, for every day, 40 days that you spend over there, you're going to spend 40 years now, a day for a year. You following? That's why it was 40 years in the wilderness, because of the 40 days they had. Anyway, verse number 10, wherefore I was grieved with this generation and said, they have always erred in the heart and they have not known my ways. Now look at verse number 11. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my wrath. I underline that word swear. You know, God doesn't have to swear. God's word is true. But he made an emphasis here. He said, I swear. And the word swear is like an oath. It was not necessary for God to take an oath because his word is true and sure, but he did. And he did it to emphasize something, to make a point. I swear in my wrath, you're not going to enter into rest. Verse number, they shall not enter into my rest. It's interesting. Again, time won't allow. There's different rest, R-E-S-T, in the Bible. We find two of them in Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the rest that we find in Christ. We call it salvation. That's the rest that I mentioned Raymond. I will mention it in my sermon this morning. I mentioned Raymond called me Thursday. He said, I've never been so happy. I've never had this kind of joy and peace in my whole life. Why? Because he found rest. That's the rest. That's salvation rest in Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 28. And then the rest of that chapter or verse goes, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest for your soul. There's a second rest. The first rest is that salvation rest. That second rest is that faith rest. You already found rest in Christ. And now he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest for your soul. And literally, you're believing God. And your life, then, when you trust God, you will have a peace that passes all understanding. We're talking about something different than salvation rest. And that's what he's talking about here in verse number 11. They shall not enter into my rest. Now, there's another rest that we're going to find in chapter number 4. That's eternal rest. We'll find that in chapter number 4. So there's at least three rests in chapters 3 and 4. There's salvation. There's a faith rest. And then there's eternal or everlasting rest. Also, my dad used to call it the millennial rest. And now we're getting that when we get into chapter number 4. But it's interesting. The word literally means a place of blessing. You're not going to enter into my rest. Canaan was a place of blessing. Canaan is not a picture of heaven. I want you to get that. A lot of people got the songs, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. You know, I love to sing about Canaan, but listen, don't get, Canaan is not heaven. They still had to fight in Canaan. Joshua had to defeat the enemies, you know. First thing he did, Joshua won the battle of Jericho. He had to walk seven times. Remember the story? First thing he did, he had battles. He had to defeat the enemy of Canaan. Canaan is a life of blessing here and now. And God told those unbelieving Hebrew people, you're not going over into that rest over there. That land flowing of milk and honey. Matter of fact, for 40 years you're going to walk around in circles, so to speak, and your carcasses. I love that King James word, carcasses. Kind of not politically correct today, but I look that word carcasses up. And, you know, in the Greek language, literally it means their body. Their body's just your carcasses. It's going to draw. Let's move on here. Ain't this good stuff? And I'm just getting started. Verse number 12. Take heed, brethren. Remember who I said he's talking to? He's not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to believers. He said, brethren, or if you're a cistern, sisters in Christ, cistern, okay? That's just a little side joke there. Brothers and cistern, okay? He's talking to saved people. Take heed, pay close attention, lest there be of any of you an evil heart. An evil heart. What's the evil heart? This thing of unbelief. There it is. Of unbelief in departing from the living God. I got to move on to this. Verse number 13. But exhort one another daily. The word exhort means to encourage one another in the love of Christ. Help one another. Strengthen one another. Lest we too fall away. Why is it so important for us to be around other believers? Help one another, encourage it. Why is it so important to be in church on Sunday morning? To hear the preacher? No. Well, that's a good, I'm glad to hear. No. For each other and to worship God corporately. And that's what he said. Matter of fact, he gets into Hebrews chapter 10, where he says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves, as a manner of some is, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Every time I get there, I kind of think, I can't understand why churches quit having church on Sunday night and Wednesday night. I know this is going out on the radio and internet. I tell you, if I was a member of a church that did not have church on Sunday night and Wednesday night, I wouldn't be a part of it. I'm going to get stoned like those people. I'm not stoned, but stoned. That kind of stuff. That, you know, like the congregation wanted to stone, you know, Moses, Joshua, and Caleb for what I said. But listen, we ought to meet here the more. And what's happened when people get out of church? I know them and you know them. What happens? Farther and farther and farther and farther. And they didn't lose their salvation. Let me move on. Verse number 14. I got verse number 30, importance of fellowship and church attendance. I'm trying to finish this. For we are made partakers. The word partakers means we share together with Christ the blessings of this life and the life to come. We're partakers with him. We. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. If. I underline that word if. He's not talking about losing your salvation. He's talking about enjoying the blessings of this life. Because we're sharers with Christ. We're partakers with him. There's a lot of people who are saved that aren't partakers of Christ. They're back out in the world. Notice I did not say they lost their salvation, but they're not enjoying the blessings of God. They've not entered into rest. That second rest we talked about. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Now this is a whole nother subject, and I'm just gonna drop this by you and I'm gonna run. I have a note there, bridal relationship. If you hold to the end, I'm not talking about earning your salvation. Once saved, always saved. But bridal identity is earned, it's not given.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.